The woman in this image most likely was in her late teens or early 20s when her likeness was preserved on this copper plate with finely polished silver in the mid-19th century.
It was the first time you could go into a studio and have your photograph taken, and you could put it up somewhere and show it off.
Daniel Weinberg of the Abraham Lincoln Bookshop in Chicago has handled many such daguerreotypes, which are popular with collectors and historians alike.
They're luminous, and they're almost three-dimensional, and you almost want to step into one.
Weinberg also says daguerreotypes were one of a kind, not meant to be reproduced like current photographs. And although invented by a Frenchman, Louis Daguerre, they changed the American landscape in the mid-1800s.
But America really took off with the daguerreotype, and the vast majority of them were American.
And so it spread like wildfire in the United States. So there were hundreds of thousands of daguerreotypes made over about a 20-year span.
Many of the most important images now reside at the Smithsonian and the Library of Congress, including the one of this mysterious young woman that research scientist Ed Vicenzi whimsically calls Clara, although her real name is unknown.
We don't know her name, her family, the state she's from. And you can see she's wearing a gold ring.
What Vicenzi does know is this image from the past is in danger of being lost in the future unless something is done to stop the breakdown of its microscopic chemical makeup.
So daguerreotypes are actually made up of a bunch of nanoparticles on the surface that scatter the light. And this is in some ways similar to the way high technology devices are made today with nanotechnology. So we're also interested in what did 19th century photographers know about nanotechnology unwittingly.
They were made at a time where the concept of nanotechnology, even the word at that time, didn't exist.
Physicist Volker Rose is working with Vicenzi at Argonne National Laboratory near Chicago by focusing the intense X-rays of argon's advanced photon source at fragments of the daguerreotype.
And this allows us to look very deep into material, but also get a lot of information at a very small length scale.
The technology that's available at the advanced photon source will allow me to study the very earliest stages of degradation of daguerreotype plates. They corrode over time, not quickly necessarily, but we need to learn the chemical mechanisms in order to understand how we can preserve these objects for the future.
Vicenzi hopes his efforts at Argonne will provide the answers historians, preservationists, and collectors seek to guide them in saving these images of the past so future generations can study, understand, and appreciate firsthand what life was like in the 19th century. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
Basically romantic, right? The way how war was depicted.